Chris, obviously a better feeling after not missing up last night. Going into Boston now, what's your mindset?
We've got to play the same way. Every win gets harder throughout the playoffs, and the teams that go farther play a better team game. So I think we did that last night. We obviously still have to key on some of their important players to slow down their offensive attack, but we have to, you know, do a better job, be able to roll our four lines and put them kind of at a defensive standpoint, put our attack on them and skate, play with the puck, make plays, do the things we've been doing all year, but we have to do it more consistently and against a better team.
What have you learned about this team, Boston Bruins, in the first two games, do you think?
Anytime they come into the offensive zone, they're going to attack. They're trying to score goals. They have players who jump in the rush, but also, you know, guys who are net front jumping out and shooting pucks like the Bergeron line. They know where each other are, and you know, their attack is deadly. If you give them that extra space, we have to be closer to them and you know, kind of grind out that defensive mentality. We have to, you know, do it as a five-man unit. Can't just leave guys by themselves with their skilled players. So we have to, you know, be more aware of when guys are on the ice and how dangerous they are.
Things got a little chippy last night. Are they just trying to bait you? Is that part of their game?
I think that's kind of some of their style that certain players play. They get into the game when they think they get into your head. We have to go out there and be disciplined. We know that the power plays are going to be key in this series, and you know, we have to capitalize on when we get them, but also to stay out of the scrums with their players that are trying to entice you into penalties.
Chris, you've been with Brian with the Penguins. What are you telling the younger players as the series goes on?
You know, I think most of our guys understand the importance of every play. It's not that you can fill them in on anything they don't know, they haven't watched it. Everybody feels the emotion different, and I think as long as we stay even keeled, we don't get too high or too low, I think our game plan will play out in the end. But we have to go out there and execute to the best of our ability every single shift, but every single game for sure.
How much do you carry over from last night's win into Wednesday?
I think that feel good from winning a game, you take that emotion into the next game, but each game has its own identity. You can't kind of rest on what we did last game and hope that they just walk away. We know they're a good team. We have to go out there and prove it again that we can beat them and put it into their mind every single time we go against them, if it's on their ice or ours.
Such a critical game last night to win, being able to do it without your frontline guys scoring. How much does that reinforce just the belief of the strength of the depth that you have?
Yeah, I don't think we're worried about our guys doing the offensive side. I think we're worried about the team game plan, and you see our guys, you know, top line out there with 2 minutes to go, putting pucks deep, staying above guys, and those are the things that help teams win. We know that we're going to be able to score goals at key moments, and different players are going to step up at different games, but we have to, you know, stay that game plan for our whole team to execute, not just one line go off and trying to win us a game.
You describe the environment that you're about to go into in Boston, what it's like to play in there come playoff time.
Great sports town, obviously. The crowd is rowdy, they're into it, they're sports fans, they're knowledgeable about hockey, but hopefully we can take the crowd out of it by playing a game where we put them on their heels and put pucks in behind them, and maybe one of those slow road games to kind of take the crowd out of it for the first 10 minutes would be good for us.
Good.